Hello, and welcome to this episode of No Blasters with me, Kieran Bartlett. Today's guest is none other than a Hollywood comedy hero, Shane Todd. I want to tell you very quickly before we get into this episode about our Patreon over at patreon.com/NoBlasters. This is the home of a whole other podcast that goes out every Thursday called No Blasters Extra Time. This is also where you can sign up and play me and get your own episode of No Blasters Extra Time, where we play against each other on FIFA. I would love to play somebody. We haven't had that in a wee while. I love that. You get updates, you get access to gig news, you get access to tickets early, and you get discounts on tickets. We're also going to be launching merch on a website through there soon, so keep an eye out. Please join up. It's £3 a month. It is at No Blasters. It is at patreon.com/NoBlasters. Today's episode is also sponsored, of course, by Doogie's Goodies. Look at the array of dirts that they have sent to us. So these are gluten-free and vegan cupcakes. There's frosted carrot cake, there's s'more cupcakes, and vegan vanilla cupcakes here. You can get this all in the wee box. This is the classic selection of French fancies, the chocolate one, the strawberry one. It has also got the slab, the wedding cake type one. And then it's also got a jammy coconut treat in there that you might say looks like a joy if you want it. But also like a haystack, which I'm not sure. I don't know what we're allowed to say. Anyway, right, that one. You can buy these online. You can get them in shops. You can. There's a map on the Doogies website, which is doogiesgoodies.com. You can go on there and get... find out where the nearest place is to get them. If you want to go up to their actual store in Ballymena, it's on Church Street. They do brilliant discounts. Look at this. This is chocolate cake crammed into a pot. I mean, that's with cream and bits and all on it. That's a great old time. Like, this is. Do you know what Dan described this as? Travel cake. This is for people who want cake on the go and need a spoon for it. Or do you know what? Just make a pig of yourself and put your hand in. But at least you're not going to drop it all over the car the way you might a slice of cake. This is a great time. We love Doogies. They love us. Get on up there. Check out their website, doogiesgoodies.com. You can order all kinds of cakes there. Give them 48 hours notice if you please. Today's episode is also sponsored, of course it is, by manscaped.com. There's a fresh buzz of Manscaped products this morning. Use the code NOBLASTERS20 and get 20% off and free shipping. That's the word NOBLASTERS, the number 20, as all one word. NOBLASTERS20, 20% off and free shipping. I highly recommend the Weed Whacker 5.0. Sorry, the Weed Whacker 2.0, which is for your nose and your ears. The Lawnmower 5.0, which is for your bag and bits, your lines. And then I also highly recommend the hedger for your beard and the handyman for doing these lines up around here, your hairline, what have you. Great products. I also recommend the ball deodorant. I think that it's a good time to get rid of pubes right now because we're coming into the summer. You want to be fresh and clean. You don't want to be sweating too much. You also just, you know, maybe there's liaisons happening. Who knows? You want to show it off. Give people that new car smell when they go down there, instead of the old pee bag smell that you would be carrying. So that's Manscaped. Please check it out. Go over to manscaped.com. And if you're buying stuff, remember to use that code NOBLASTERS20 because you get 20% off and free shipping. Let's get stuck into this episode. Can't turn around and say goodbye. All I know is when I'm with you, I make you free. And swim through your veins like a fish in the sea. I'm singing, follow me and everything is alright. I'll be the one to tuck you in at night. And if you wanna leave, I can guarantee you won't find nobody else like me. And booty-doo. What a fucking unbelievable.
Guys, welcome to No Blasters.
Welcome to No Blasters, where talent thrives. Now, did you hear that?
The wheeze coming inward. Nothing
the
says.
The wheeze red map, that's
where
me.
Where talent thrives. Come with me, kid. I run the agency where talent thrives. Where's my sucky? You call that in your inhaler. You'd call your inhaler your sucky.
That's another one.
Or DJ call it.
That's so good.
Do you have asthma?
What?
Do you have asthma?
No, just I have a wee cough. But I'm all right. Listen, people are going to be worried about me. Do you know what they'll do? They'll send comments going, Kieran, look after yourself, will you, big man? Yeah. That's what they say. Fuck up. Now,
your man, Kieran.
I was going to ask you before we started here, what we were singing different songs. What's your favourite Elvis song?
Ooh.
Are you an Elvis guy? And I don't mean do you get on like him or do you condone his behaviour off stage? I mean, in like, are you a fan of his music?
Yeah, but not like, I don't know every song he's ever done. I don't know the obscure ones.
Nobody does because he did so many.
I'm going to give you a few. If I Can Dream, obviously, is up there.
Well, I'm being serious. I'm not 100% on it.
There must be lights burning bright somewhere. That's phenomenal. He does a cover of Fever.
Right, okay, yeah. But who made that famous? Sarah Vaughan?
But he does.
Peggy Lee.
But he does this thing where people say, instead of Juliet, people say Juliet.
Yeah.
He goes, Romeo and Juliet. And the way he does that annoys me. A great song, which I don't know if it was originally his, but Three Dog Night do a song called Never Been to Spain.
Right.
And Elvis, I assume he was before them, but he does a cover of it or did the original, and it's brilliant, but it's, I think, relatively obscure.
Three Dog Night.
The song's called Never Been to Spain. And I, the lyric sounds like I'm making this up. It goes, well, I've never been to England, but I kind of like the Beatles. And then he talks about places he's been. It's a good song.
So I was saying there, Three Dog Night sounds like something on the menu at the Giants Ring every Friday. But also...
By the way, the reason I know that song is because on Thursday nights at the Frisky Bear in Hollywood, there it was karaoke night, and a guy once came down, a middle-aged guy, and brought his own discs.
Oh, man.
And handed them the guy who run it and did that song, Three Dog Night, and I'd never heard it. And I was
bringing
like,
your own discs to a karaoke night.
And then doing an obscure song.
That's bold.
And the chorus goes, well, I've never been to heaven, but I've been to Oklahoma. And then there's more.
I could say the same. I've never been to heaven, but I've been to Oklahoma.
Yep.
And
the opposite.
Yeah. Have you actually been to Oklahoma? I have been.
Forgive me for making a joke on a comedy podcast the opposite, meaning I've been to heaven, but not Oklahoma.
That. I got that, and then I'm moving on and asking, have you actually been to Oklahoma? We have.
No, I haven't.
It was a strange time.
Yeah.
We get out of the car at a garage, and there was a let's just say what it was, Shane. A family of absolute hillbillies
right.
Get off a pickup truck. Now, this is a look I'm going for at the minute, but like they get off a pickup truck, and this is in like a garage where they have signs up everywhere being like, no shirt, no shoes, no service. And this guy just danders in his dungarees, big ditties on him like mine, hanging out of these dungas, right? And he's like absolutely head to toe lobster, just red as fuck. Do you remember this guy? Fucking, he looked.
I can picture him.
He looked like a fat Brock Lesnar, if you know what I mean.
Right, yeah.
Brock Lesnar without the training, yeah. Right? And he walked in and made just a fucking massive gun on him and a big weapon as well. No, just a fucking like no concealed carry. Just
hey,
fucking,
boy.
Just like fucking.
Yeah.
I'm just carrying a 45 here on my pocket.
By the way, just from like the top of your head to your neck. You're a hillbilly as fuck.
Here, I'm rocking it right now.
Yeah.
See in the summer when I get fucking some farmer's tan on this? Just a deep burn?
Yeah.
Oh, mate.
Yeah.
The smelly Lisburn sunshine just kicks me.
Don't
good.
I know you, boy?
I wish you'd park someplace.
Do you know cousin Earl?
Do you know I wish you'd park someplace? Do you know somebody said... So this was in Nebraska. Somebody said this to me. This was a threat, but we didn't register it as a threat. Until later in the day. I'd caught him up twice because driving on the roads there and driving on the wrong side of the car, I wasn't very confident.
Driving the wrong side of the car? That's mental.
You're on the wrong... That's what I mean. No, you're on... Yeah, but you're... You're on... So it's a left-hand drive car on the... And a right... Oh, why? Light of Aspasian on making an appearance.
Get to the
people
point,
are
boy.
Like, fucking, you're boring me, Karen. Just fucking switching lights off on me now. Anyway, we're driving, and I did call him up twice. It was also because I didn't know where he was fucking going. And the next thing, he pulls up beside us and just goes... And this guy looked like he was peering out at you.
You stopped it? You had a red light?
We're at a red light, and he pulls up beside me and goes, We should park someplace. As in, we should get out of your car so I could fuck you up.
What kind of guy profile?
Oh, I mean, absolute sister fucker. Like, I mean, a proper, like a deep down, you know, munching his mouth.
What? What kind of age?
A 50s, wasn't he? Probably in his 50s.
He's like a scary kind of guy. By the way, you said that.
You know the skinny
rat. I wish you parked somewhere and you go, hello, mate.
I know, yeah. I'm like, Keir Barlow, thanks for watching. You know, brother. It was literally like, he looked a bit like the guy, and we talked about this for far too long on previous podcasts, but the guy at a shooter who says, boy, don't shoot the gear. You shoot the wind.
Yeah.
He looked like him.
Right.
Except slightly younger, but it was fucking mental. But in Oklahoma, Oklahoma's where Chloe wasn't well, and we went to the hospital. I've told this story.
The Native American hospital.
They were like, you Native American? I went, I look Native American.
Yeah.
And he went, no. And I went, well, I'm not. And he goes, well, you have to go to our hospital. I'm like, that's top under. I was like, that's mental. And then we did. And then in the new hospital, I remember seeing like a bit on the computer screen, and a whole part of their evaluation of you was, are you a fucking scumbag? Like a whole bit of it was all like, how are they dressed? How do they speak? How do they converse with you? That's how do they speak? How do they appear? How do they talk about their symptoms? Are they wearing shoes and all? Like, absolutely, just like, because they'll just judge you.
All those?
Yeah, no shoes, call one of them a cunt. I look like Brock Lesnar and, without the training. Fucking mad.
Yeah,
I was crazy.
Injured Brock Lesnar, long-term injured Brock Lesnar.
I enjoy the Elvis song, Are You Lonesome Tonight? Do you miss me tonight? Are you sorry we drifted apart? Oh.
What about this? When I was a kid, I really liked this song. Weird.
Can I?
Being a kid.
I need to get to this line because if I don't,
please.
Tell me, dear, are you lonesome tonight? Sorry, go ahead.
Wise men see only fools rushing for us. Falling in love with you.
I love that. That's a great one. I also enjoyed. Do you remember Wooden Heart? Wooden Heart. So when we did German.
See, I love you. Please don't break my heart in two.
I don't like
that. Cause I don't. You don't like that impasse?
Nah,
style,
I don't think
German
it's like.
Vibe?
I don't think it's sexy.
Mosiden.
He sings in German.
Oh, I think when you do it like that, it is sexy.
Yeah, yeah. When you thrust Elvis, you need a swivel chair. If you're going to thrust and still be sitting down, wheels.
There's loads of the songs I love.
A
little less conversation. That's
banger.
Great. Most football.
I do. There's a couple of the big ones that I enjoy now, and I do enjoy
Heartbreak Hotel.
I enjoy a bit of Love Me Tender.
Burning Love. Lord Almighty, feel my temperature rising.
I know you enjoy this.
In the ghetto, while his mama cries.
Oh.
On a cold and gray Chicago morning, another baby child is born in the ghetto.
In the ghetto.
Take a look at you and me. We're too blind to see. It goes quiet to loud, not so fast. While his mama cries. On a cold and gray Chicago morning.
That's his most bipolar
performance.
Maybe he
was on a swivel chair and he kept drifting away from the mic. While his mama cries on a cold and gray Chicago
morning. I enjoy. There's
my baby left, well, I found a new place to dwell. Just down at the end of Lonely Street, a break hotel, baby, no, my baby's so lonely, baby.
Do you know who you very quickly go into?
What?
Ronan Keaton there. Here's Ronan Keaton singing Heartbreak Hotel.
Well, since my baby left, well, I found a new place to dwell.
It's just the same. Yeah, it's great.
Yeah.
I enjoy, you know the one where furry different came by today. It's like, Emery's the name of his latest flame. He's bucking his mate's bird. Yeah. His mate has come over to go.
Emery?
His mate's come around and gone, I've got this new bird. Banger. She's called Emery.
Right. Elvis goes, well.
Elvis is like, I've already eaten
You
it.
Don't need to tell me twice. Big cheeseburger eating dirty bastard.
Elvis is like, Emery?
Elvis was a big dirty dick, like. Big time dirty dick. Oh, man,
absolutely. Here.
He's a hound dog?
Is he the first person to get, what you might describe as a global gay pass? You know, where it's just like, no matter where he is in the globe, just there's busloads of women going, enter.
Nah, probably some, like, ancient rulers.
You'll get an emperor or whatever, but that's like with the threat. They're doing it with the threat of a knife. Elvis is doing it with the threat of a fucking rich baritone, like, you know what I mean?
A quiff.
Yeah. Probably a knife, but also I think he might be one of the first, like, celebrities to get, like, a...
One of the first international Lotharios.
Yeah, like, just every port, you know what I mean? Yeah, just stinking it up. Yeah. Definitely towards the end, it would have stank, wouldn't it? A stinky Elvis, right? You want to be riding Elvis around 54 to 57.
Do you know the night he died, he was playing, tennis all night? He called his mate. There's all these myths.
Is the sandwich story true?
That he's eating a burger on
the
toilet?
He's eating a sandwich on the bog, like a hoagie.
I think he did. He had a heart attack on the toilet, but he couldn't sleep because all the concoction and stuff he was taking. And he just had a mate, which, like, it so sly to be that mate. But I think he phoned him at, like, 3 in the morning and was like, I can't sleep, you want to play tennis? And his mate had to just be like, oh, yes, I'd love to. And had to just go play tennis with him, play tennis for hours.
That's to be fair, Kev will play tennis.
Yeah.
In the middle of the night.
Kev, do you want to play Call of Duty?
we used to do that together. Kev started playing Call of Duty really after me.
Did you and Kev used to hang out?
He got an Xbox, like, 360 nearly after it was cool, if you know what I mean. And he started a thing. He loved this. And to be fair, so did I. His Xbox name used to be a phallic pigeon. So it would come up, you've been killed by a phallic pigeon. And as men, I was in my 20s, he was in his 30s. We laughed for far too long.
Doesn't get much better than that.
Doesn't, like, bro time.
Life.
Bro
time. Life does not get much better than that.
Oh, you're going back 14 years here. So Kev was, like, 34-ish.
Yeah.
No, 30. 30-ish. Sorry, Kev.
What is Kev now?
44. 44. He'd be 45 a share.
That's how it works, yeah.
Fuck, that's crazy.
Thanks for working that out for me, man.
I know, no, but that's EB40.
I'd have been stumped.
Yeah, no, that's fucking crazy.
Isn't it?
No, but he could have turned 44 this year.
Yeah, but no matter when he turns 44, his next age is going to be 45.
No, but he'll be 45 in this year. He's right. 40, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Dick. Would you be more of an Elvis or a Beatles guy?
I mean, I wouldn't be I'm an Elvis fan, I'm a big Beatles fan. I think both have some of the best
Stones
songs
are
time.
A big deal for you, aren't they?
Huge.
It's not a big deal for me.
But if you're going to Elvis or Beatles, if you're, like, on the way home,
we're going to listen to
a playlist.
I'm probably choosing Elvis out of that.
If we're in the car singing along, I'm going to Elvis. If I'm driving by myself, Beatles.
Massive. Yeah. Elvis is more of a communal thing for you.
I think so.
You want to share Elvis?
It out. Yeah,
keep
Beatles
yourself.
The Beatles have that Beatles album. Some people will be like, oh, the White Album. I'm just going to be a fair weather fan and say that Red Album.
It's
with
called
the yellow one.
Yeah, it's great.
It's like Queen's greatest hits.
Mate, right? Here's my thing about Queen. Right, I really really love Queen, but I'm a greatest hits fan What Queen would often do is do an album.
Concept
album. Where there's two absolute bangers.
Night at the Opera.
And 9 shite songs. Or just songs that are really average and don't even really sound like Queen.
Yes.
But their greatest hits is like...
Crazy Little Thing Called Love. Like, that's one of the best country songs.
Yeah.
Ever. And then they would do, like, disco. And they would do rock. And they would do pop.
Oh, mate, see Queen though when they're rocking. Like, see, for me, like, Don't Stop Me Now and, like, do you know what I love Killer Queen.
Oh.
It was on in a shop. I can't remember where we were.
Jesus.
We went into, like, a wee shop last week. I'm talking, like, it wasn't obviously a Tesco, but it was something. It might have even just been a wee garage, mate. A wee bit of Killer Queen on when you're looking at biscuits.
Yeah. Do you know what's a really silly song?
Etiquette.
Flash Gordon.
Yeah. Flash. Do you want to know a wee fact about that?
Yeah.
You know Gianni?
Mm-hmm.
You know the adverts for Flash that have that song on it? Gianni does music for them.
Here. Cha-ching.
Bingo.
Cha-ching. He does bingo ones too.
He's very Flash. but he really does. He does music for that.
Would you rather be an actor who does loads of acclaimed
acting roles you really enjoy, but the pay isn't great, but you get by and you pay your bills and it's okay? Or would you rather be a guy who does ads and fucking cleans up, but you don't enjoy it?
No, I would rather be the actor, character actor in movies is better. You live forever. Oh, do you know what I'd love to be? I'd love to be either...
I don't know, Barry Scott lives forever.
Well,
for me,
I know, but that's... But you're like
being... Silla Bang!
You're being like... I love what
and
you
And the
know
dirt is gone! Bang! I'm Barry Scott! Bang!
That's how he comes, isn't it?
Yeah.
He just shouts, bang. I'm Barry Scott! And then he goes, and the dirt's away, and he
And the
leaves.
Cum is gone! I'm Barry Scott! Clit bang!
Oh my god, I'm Barry Scott. Then he leaves. Oh my god. Do you know what ads used to
I better go!
Do you know what ads?
I'm getting an Uber!
There's money on the table!
Bang!
Get a taxi for yourself!
Bang! And I'm gone! Don't call me! I'm married! I'm Barry Scott!
Imagine he just has a wee drawstring in his back like Woody, and he just has a couple of phrases. Somebody's fucking poisoned his water hole. Do you remember the
speaking of water holes, bang!
I'm Barry Scott.
The dead is gone. I'm Barry Scott.
That's so good. Do you remember the advert? This was a cleaning advert that used to really annoy me, where they had two big fucking fat hairy dudes dressed as like
women,
stay at home mas, using
that
like
for Bounty?
I think it's for Bounty, the Stronger Soaker Upper. So they're using, yes, they're using like shit kitchen roll, and they're doing it in the way that you would never use kitchen roll.
Yes,
they're like cleaning like a fucking scorch mark, skid mark off an oven, going,
yep,
oh, this fucking tissue paper's breaking up my hand.
Yeah,
and the next thing they get Bounty out, and it's all fucking,
that's right.
To be fair, do we use Bounty or a competitor of Bounty? Blitz. That's the one you want. It's like, it's even stronger Bounty. It's like Bounty Triple XL.
I don't know what we get.
It's, oh man, it's unbelievable. You don't know kitchen rolls, Shane. You're above that. Shane doesn't clean.
I'm not above it. I'm not above it. And I do clean. Here's what I'll do.
I was only joking.
No, can I say something?
What?
I'm way more of a dishes guy than you would think.
Are you a cleaner or a cooker?
Cleaner.
I
do some cleaning. But I'm not going to be like, I'm not a...
Chloe disputes this. She doesn't even live in your house.
As far as I know, right?
I'm
being serious. I will not leave a dish on... I'll not leave a dish unwashed. Honestly. You'll get an endorsement on
I'll that. Say this. Chloe...
An endorsement.
Chloe is...
Hey, what's your problem?
Chloe's an absolute cleaner, right? Like, I mean, she...
Mm.
Our place will be spick and span, right? Now, you see, when I do it, I believe... I think
if I ran my finger along certain surfaces...
I used to believe I was a cleaner, and then I met Chloe. There's Chloe clean, like, because it's a different level. It's like a house is new.
Yeah.
When I do it, it's vaguely clean. I'll never like anything to be dirty. I'm a tidier.
I never stop.
That's okay.
Do I do it well? No, but I do it. I brush up.
Do you know what I will throw out? I cook cleaner than Chloe does.
Sometimes I'll put stuff back in when it's all like done. If I've eaten the last biscuit of the gluten-free hobnob pack, sometime for no reason,
the rubbish goes back. Now, do you know what I do?
Yeah, I just put it back in.
I leave crisps down to like the last bit and leave that bag because there's a bit there, and I might have it
sometimes
another time.
I just put the thing back in. Like, I don't know why I do it. I know I shouldn't be doing it, and I'm like, it would be as easy to put it in the bin, but I just leave it like. And then I trick myself because I think I have biscuits. And later that day, I go to get biscuits and I'm like, oh, this is empty. And then I just put it back in. It's like Memento. Guy Pearce Memento. Like.
I would hate to go to the cupboard and find an empty packet. That would distress me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I would say if somebody else had done that,
yeah,
I would take that as a big pump.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know?
Yep.
Have you ever done this? So this could be... Fat guy problems, issue number 79 here, right? Have you ever eaten something, forgotten you've eaten it, and then gone to look for it later in the cupboard? It's fucking...
Maybe.
It's very sad when you actually... Because the person that you're angry at is your previous self. So you
And then you're angry. That's the same with me when
and then you're angry at your current self for even being this way.
Yes.
So it goes, fuck you, past me, fuck you, present me. This is the way you'll always be, twank.
I do this. See the term gaslighting?
This is over a bounty or something.
I don't understand that the specific definition of this term, but tell me, is this gaslighting, right? I'll go, don't get me a certain thing when you're doing your shopping, as in like a sweet treat. Like there'll be like a bit of...
Don't get you.
Don't get me.
Right.
There'll be like a dairy milk vegan thing.
You'll and I say love this. Them.
And I go...
Don't get me that.
Don't get me that, because I just eat them.
But does it mean, please get me that?
But when I don't get it, I'm annoyed.
Yes.
Is that gaslighting?
No. No, that's a deep addiction problem, but also self-loathing. I'll often pull into the garage and Chloe will say, do you want anything? And I'll go, no, sure, it'll only be shite. And when she's in there, I'm going, please buy me hula hoops, because if you don't, I'll feel bad later.
Like a...
Yeah, I want toys.
Yeah.
I'll go to the big basket in the corner. If you don't come back here with a hula hoop and a beach ball, I'm going to be raging. Give me a Cup Champions ball. No.
Imagine you're just fucking legitimately unbelievable at the hula hoop.
I'm not bad at it. I mean, to be fair, it doesn't have a lot of movement to do.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It
just stays.
It's just
on.
A hoop. It's not a hula hoop. It's just a hoop. It's just a body ring. Is that what you mean?
You're like, I've kept this 6 hours I've been going for.
A torso clatter. That's what I have. I have issues with buying stuff out of shops, obviously. Yeah. I just steal it. But
here's the thing, see, with like that chocolate, I eat it. As and when it's I see it.
Yeah.
I can't be, you know, some people plan it out. I'm going to sit tomorrow night and I'm going to watch Blue Lights and I'm going to have that with a cup of tea. I'm eating it like over the bag for life. I lose my head with it. Like,
I would.
You're not enjoying it.
I can definitely leave something until a specific moment. Like if I go, like, I've bought hula hoops, say, to watch a Man United match, I can do that. But what I might do.
Do you know what I like the idea of you eating hula hoops, watching a Man United match? Like, giving advice to the players.
I'll eat my hula hoops and I'll absolutely shout things.
Yeah.
Like, will you fucking get there? Yeah. I'll shout that.
His condition is shocking.
<You know? laughs> Why do you not want it?
You could put a hula hoop on your hand. Hula hoop crisp.
Yeah, that's
easy. Yeah.
It's like a bracelet.
Yeah.
That's what you were saying. So I would also if I'm buying a bag, say for instance, yesterday United were playing Coventry.
Yep.
Right? Say, and I didn't do this yesterday, but say for instance I'd left myself a wee bag, say I went to the shop on Saturday instead.
Right.
And I'll get myself a go, United are on tomorrow, I'll get a wee bag of hula hoops for that. Might get a wee bag of hula hoops right now to eat over the bag for life.
Right.
Which is, that's where the crazy starts.
Right, yep.
You
yep,
know what I mean? Yep, so 100%. You satisfy your inner demon, and
can I say something? I have an addiction to chocolate.
Really? Yeah. I don't. I'm not that way with chocolate.
I think I'm more of a crisp guy. For because I can't. There's so much I can't have with chocolate. The stuff when I went like completely off dairy, the stuff, the like vegan chocolate that was available at the time was not nice.
And neither.
But I was never in the chocolate beforehand, and now all of a sudden they've just like. The vegan chocolate scene.
It is, it's crazy.
It's wild. There's a dairy milk one made with almonds.
Vegan chocolate scene is the name of the band that Shane and I are in. We're releasing a single called
We're supporting the 1975 on tour. But it's 10 out of 10.
Vegan chocolate scene.
Vegan chocolate scene. Yeah. We've got the basis from the twang. Vegan chocolate scene.
Oh my God. What'd you get for lunch there?
Vegan chocolate.
No,
10 bars.
What'd you get there now?
I got the toast, avocado, grilled chicken and eggs.
Did you see what I got?
You got petit filou and bacon or something?
I don't know what's happened there. I got a bowl of yogurt and toast. Like, I don't know what I've done. It was the worst order I've ever made. I thought this will be class.
Sorry. Oh, so you knew what you were ordering?
Oh, I fucking read the menu and went, that sounds class.
Right.
Yogurt and toast, like, keep them separate. That's my view.
Yeah, yeah.
Fun times, though. But what...
I think you're hinting at your racial views there, too.
Well, we've done enough about my race on these podcasts. my favourite race, the superior race, is of course the 100-metre dash. To be fair, I think that's Alan Irwin's joke.
It's Sean Tanavasu's joke.
Sean Tanavasu. There you go.
Tanavasa.
Tanuvasa. Very difficult for me to say.
Do you know, I've said this before in a podcast, I don't think Sean does stand up anymore. But
no, that was a great joke, to be fair.
I always wanted to MC a gig he was doing, where he was doing an open spot.
Yep.
So I could sing, Sean Tanavasa doing a cheeky five. Well, yep. It's Sean Tanavasa doing a cheeky five. But I never MC'd a gig he was doing.
No. Great song, Brimful of Asher. Corner Shop.
Corner Shop.
The Norman
and then Norman Cook, aka Fatboy Slim, gets involved, and he goes, "I'll put a bit of Fatboy dust
I put a wee bit of fair dust on there. You get number one.
Yeah,
yeah. Did it go number one?
Oh, I say it would have.
Yeah. Find out.
Asher Balsley.
That'll edge nor that'll itch me.
I could do an impression.
Right
of that.
Under the deck. What?
I could do an impression then. There's dancing behind movie screens, behind those movie scenes. Asher Balsley. She's the one who keeps the dream alive from the morning to the evening to the end of the line. Brim full of Asher on the 45. That's a great song.
Yeah.
We've done it no justice, but it's a great
song. I thought we were doing all right. Number one.
Originally 60. After Norman Cook got involved, number one.
That was like a Top Loader released Dancing in the Moonlight and it did nothing. And then they just waited a while, re-released it, and it was number one.
What do you call them? Killers did that with Mr. Brightside.
Really?
It wasn't big in the States.
They
weren't big in the States.
It had a different video, and then they released, I think they released Somebody Told Me, Mr. Brightside. And then the album started to blow up, and they definitely re-released Mr. Brightside with a new video.
Was it Somebody Told Me got used for a JJB ad or a lifestyle sports ad, and it was big on TV here.
Do you know a wee bit in that song I love? The bit that goes, and then you're into the really lift,
yes.
Roll on something.
Their first album was them doing an impression of what they thought a great British band should be, and then they went to a way more American sound once that album really took off. That was a great album.
Hot
I can
Fuzz.
Still picture it. That was an album everybody had.
I had that. I remember bringing, this is a true story, I remember bringing that into the common room in school. And I was known at the time for trying to get to the CD player to put songs on. But I would have been obviously breaking out those Karen Bartlett deep cuts. We're going for a few.
Hey guys, who's ready to fucking party? Woo! Guys, here's a David Gray B-side.
Oh no, this is post David Gray. I'm more of a, guys, who's ready to party to this Funeral for a Friend EP, right? Now, I brought in Hot Fuss and went to put it on. People were like, what's this? What are you doing, bro? What are you putting on? I went, the Killers. Oh, of course it's the Killers. Every band you let, oh, what are they called? The fucking serial killing cunts, is that your band? Oh, fucking shit. What's your song? And then put it on. Everyone's like,
it's great. Whenever I was about 11,
I discovered the Killers. What?
I was at a youth club when I was about 11. Down at Queen's Hall in Hollywood, there was a CD player, you could bring your own CDs. I brought the D12 album and put on Fight Music, and I remember the leader running across the hall to turn it off. This is Fight Music. Dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun. What's that line? You know, my hands are so numb because my grandmother sucked my dick and I didn't come. That's a line in it that I was playing to these 10-year-olds who are like, that's a bit wild.
You were 18 at the time?
Yeah. We've said this before. At youth clubs, there was always one guy who's 19 and not even in a pedo way. We just loved it. He was just hanging about.
Yep.
He wasn't a leader. He just like got involved.
Wasn't touching anybody. Just all good. Nope. Yep. Normal 19-year-old.
Yeah.
Not totally normal though, but anyway, what about also...
That's a song in that first Killers album, Normal 19-year-old.
Normal 19-year-old, yeah. What about, do you know what song I hate on that? That one that goes... Someone was a friend of mine. What's that song called?
Jenny was a friend of mine.
Jenny was a friend of mine.
Why is Nigel Farage? That's a wee bit Morrissey.
What was the... Morrissey. Fucking...
Punch it, bicycle.
So please, for once in my life, let me get what I want.
To die by your side.
Lord
knows. Do you know what's a great song by him?
It would be the first time.
Last of the Famous International Playboys. Great song by him.
I don't really know it.
Dear hero in prison, Reggie Cray, do you know my name?
Did you ever hear Christy Moore doing the Morrissey song, America, I Love You? America, I love you. America. And there's Lennon where goes, I love you, but I'd wish you'd stay where you live.
Do you know fucking great. Who is the biggest, legitimately the biggest Morrissey fan in the entire world? BBC Sports Stephen Watson.
Really?
He has every single recording of Morrissey.
Even the live ones?
CDs.
That's fucking...
CDs,
I remember
vinyl.
The first night I heard you doing that, I actually nearly combusted. It was fucking unreal.
Don't make me do it.
Well, can we get him to do it, guys?
We are live here at Windsor Park here. Glentoran 1, Linfield 2. Oh, so we'll bring you the second half live.
Oh, that's fucking unbelievable. Oh my god!
At Opera House, I'm gonna bring you on at Opera House off stage. Voice of God, Mike, ladies and gentlemen, live at the Grand Opera House, Kieran Bartlett.
I literally think one of the first nights I saw you doing that was probably in a fucking pavilion, like 2010 or something. Mm-hmm. I nearly shat. Oh my god!
Yeah,
what a great time. What were we on
2010? 2010 felt like it was a good time. But do you think in two? Because you look back at certain eras, you're like, that music was brilliant. But do you think at that time you were going, 2002 was brilliant? Are you ever in an era where you go, it's brilliant right now?
Music wise?
No, generally. You know, you just look back and you go, they were great times. But at the time, were you thinking that's a great time? Or a time were you
1999, 2000 was a great time.
1995 was a great year.
Yes. An amazing summer.
The summer. Oh, heatwave.
Fucking.
But at the time, we're probably like, this is a melt.
No, I loved it. I specifically remember we had water fights and all that.
Oh,
why? It was fucking brilliant. I probably, do you know, I have fond memories of the 2002 Winter Olympics as if I was at them. But I just watched it all on TV.
Is Kieran coming out now? He's watching curling.
I got into curling. Do you know what? I was into ice hockey anyway, but I got into that year I got into watching the biathlon, you know, where they just ski like fuck on the flat.
Oh, I thought shoot. I thought it's like when people who are into like guys and girls are like, do a runner race. No,
just ski. You ski down the slalom and you either land on a dick or fanny.
Yeah.
No, it's the Fanny slalom? No, the one where the ski like fuck and then they do shooting as well.
Yeah.
So the skiing,
which is mad.
The skiing,
they're not linked.
No, the skiing's meant to make you knackered and shaky, and then you have to like lie down in the snow and do sniper shots. That's fucking. It's Call of Duty in the Olympics. So I got into that.
I'm a great skier, shooter. I'm a great skier. You're a great shooter.
Between us. Biathlon champion.
Yeah, if we could do the skiing with like you and my back, and then we swap.
What if I was like, what if I run out in front of you, like a husky?
Yeah,
you know, and I drag you along, and then I do the shooting.
That'd be good.
Yeah, or you should drag me. You're more athletic.
Am I?
Yeah. For a very split second, I was about to go, yeah. When we all know that I'm the athlete at this table. God.
Well, here. Do you want to do a gig? Will we do a gig in Dubai? Do you want to?
When?
Whenever. Because there's indoor ski, huge indoor skiing slope.
Oh, whatever. Right, so see.
There's all levels. You don't have to. You obviously, if you've never skied, you don't go to the fucking top.
Like. Is there snow on it?
Real snow. Real snow. Brought in.
But you can't fall through it.
What?
You can't fall through it the way you would fall through it on a cliff.
No.
No, meaning like, right, so...
It's not fresh powder, like off-piste style snow.
Well, this is... I don't really understand.
You're not going to fall through it, mate. No.
Right, so they're adding, say, they have like a solid slope and they add snow onto it.
Correct.
As opposed to just build it up out of snow.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to...
Do you do a week in the bay?
How long does it take to get there? In the Amarok?
Six and a half.
Yeah, I could do that. I could do that.
Six and a half, seven and a half, no way back.
Would you like me out there though? I don't know.
Depends. Some people like you, some people don't, mate. That's what life is.
No, but I mean, Are they going to enjoy my comedy stylings? Like,
I could see you being like the Sheik's being really taken by you and like into you, like.
Into me?
Yeah.
In what ways?
Just like, I just think they like you, like, and they bring you to their house and all.
Is that who gets you to do the gig? Is like a Sheik?
No, it's a guy from Live Nation.
All right, okay. Like, who comes to the gig? Sheiks and all?
No, like expats.
All right, okay. Well, I don't fucking know. Like, I've never been.
It's also Sikhs.
No, a Sheik.
What?
Like a Sheik?
Yeah.
S-H-E-I-K-H. Yeah. Sheik.
But there's like expats go, and then
at Sikh the gig is I different.
Did, at the gig I did, it was then other Europeans who just were coming out for the sake of it. Real mixed people.
Could you Google that word, please, and get me a fucking... I want... Because he's doubting me, and then it's making me doubt myself.
What am I Googling?
The word Sheik, but the way I spelled it.
Which was?
I think it's S-H-E-I-K-H. And then Google have a wee button to get someone to say it. Excuse me.
Killers have a good song on the Samstown album. It's almost called, but it goes, when everybody else refrained, my Uncle Johnny did cocaine. He's got... I think it's called Uncle Johnny. It's good.
Coke song.
Hmm?
A Coke song. Have we got it then?
It's not giving me a little button. Oh, hang on.
Sick.
Sick.
I refuse that.
Seeky.
I feel like you've typed in S-E-E-K to be a wee dick. Yeah. So the whole time Imogen Heap has been singing about hiding and the shake.
There you go.
Yeah. Hide and seek.
Shake seek.
Shake.
Shake seek.
What?
For your burgers. Seek shack, sorry.
I don't even know what's wrong with
it. The big American franchise.
Sikh Shack? Sikh Shack sounds like a place. No. 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 Yeah. What's the burger?
The Harlem Shake.
You remember the Harlem Shake?
Everyone mad.
A Shake Shack? Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah.
The thing in fucking Greece. They have one in Greece.
No,
in the movie Greece. Oh. A Shake Shack. Oh, you get into it in the dance and all.
It's an American burger franchise.
Is it actually?
Yeah.
I've never heard of it.
It's huge. It's amazing actually as well.
Do you know, what's your favourite dirty American takeaway?
If I was having normal burger and all that kind of stuff. In-N-Out burger is pretty special.
I don't know if I've been there.
It's in California. It's on the west coast of America. Mm. In-N-Out.
And what's the worst one? We found one in California that was like a Mexican place called El Pollo Loco.
Oh, right. Yeah, crazy chicken. Yeah.
And crazy it is, guys. Very cheap. Unbelievable.
Brothers one. I think they might have a few in the UK. Something Brothers, a Mexican type place. I didn't like it. Big franchise.
What do you call it? It was shite. What did you call that one? What did you call that one closed next to the hotel? In a box? Jack in a box?
Good?
Woeful. Woeful. There's also one called Charles Jr. or something.
Carl's Jr. Carl's Jr. So, story about that. We were in LA, me, Fosty and Dave, many, many, many years ago. And in the movie This Is The End, they talk about Carl's Jr. It's referenced. And I just got him head. I've tried most of the burger places there. I really wanted a Carl's Jr. And we were walking back from a night out, 10 out of 10 drunk. I see a Carl's Jr. with a drive-thru. And but it looks like it's open. You can go sit in. I want to go sit in, have a burger, and then we're going home. And we walk up to it, try the front door. All the lights are on. They're staffing it, but it's locked. And I was like, for fuck's sake, there's no way. Like, in my head, I was going, they are open, and they don't know the front door's not working. So, but I really want this Carl's Jr. Mm. So I see, like, kind of like an automatic door that's like half open. And I was like, I'll go in there and explain the front door's not working. And I'll go get a burger. And I was just about to, like, climb through this door when I, like, had an out-of-body moment. And I was like, this is the drive-through window. Like, they closed, like, half an hour ago. They were cleaning and closing the shop. And I nearly, like...
Broke in?
Broke in. and had this moment. And there was cops around the place because it was closing time and all these bars nearby. And I was like, I could have been in the slammer over a burger. So I quickly climbed, like, genuinely my leg. You remember this? I was like, in fact, it was just me and you. I was nearly halfway in, and I had to catch myself on.
That's fucking mental. I Arby's would be something that I enjoy. Americans seem to hate it.
I don't love Arby's. I it's probably like the worst ranked place if you ask Americans. But
somebody's eating
Denny's.
Oh, Denny's is good.
I had a grand sandwich once in Denny's.
Denny's is good. All day breakfast, 24 hours a day.
Mm-hmm.
IHOP. Do you like IHOP? International House of Pancakes.
Yeah. Why are you so aggressive about that?
Because I love.
Do you like IHOP? International House of Pancakes. Yeah.
I loved it. Yeah, I loved it. Do you know where it was good as well? But it's more of an East Coast thing. Sort of seemed to peter out by the time we got about halfway across. Perkins.
Don't know.
Perkins is like.
Do you like the song Waffle House by the Jonas Brothers?
Pardon?
Do you like the song Waffle House by the Jonas Brothers?
I need to hear it.
Great pop record.
They have a song. I know Nick Jonas has a song called Bacon, which distresses me, but I do also like it secretly.
Jealous was a great song by him.
Oh.
That's belter, like.
Yeah. I still get jealous. Oh.
And then his brother had Cake by the Ocean with DNCE.
That was
great
big,
song.
That was a big tune.
Great song.
I enjoy.
You see, did you see their announcement of the postponement of the European tour?
No.
Oh, so funny. They get so much shit for it.
Why have they postponed?
Well, this is the thing. They released a statement video. It's the three of them in like their mansion in California. And I think Nick is doing the talking. He's like, hey guys, just jumping on to say we are cancelling and moving all the European dates, postponing it till later in the year because we have some very exciting projects coming up. Watch your space. Cheers, guys. And everyone under it's like,
dude, what the fuck?
Like, you're not even saying why.
Are they maybe going to drop an album before it or something?
Yeah, but
you heard it here
even
first.
So, but
remember that? No Blasters broke that news.
But they were basically like, we're doing something exciting so it can come and see us. It's nuts that it was so vague.
Yeah, yeah.
You think, like, make something up.
Yeah, tell
make
them.
Make something up.
One of them's in rehab or something.
Yeah, say Kevin has a vricker or something, but, like, to just go, we can't come over because we're doing some cool stuff. Wild. Remember SOS? Oh, this is an SOS. When they were wearing the chastity belts. Wow. You want to take a longer drink of water?
The vricker thing sunk me. Now... Have you got a Verica, by the way? Because that's twice that's come up today.
Today, a different podcast. I have not got a Verica.
Right. Have you got a foot wart?
No.
Right. Just saying if you're trying to get out of a technicality there.
Do you know what you're going to say? Be honest.
I was going to talk about what's your favourite song. Have you heard much of Beyonce's new stuff?
Don't be afraid to put a buffer in between questions.
What do you mean?
What's your favourite song? Your Beyonce's new song?
No, I'm saying, what's your favourite song out of Beyonce's new music, if you've heard it? Right, have you heard Beyonce's new album, Shane? If so, what is your favourite song?
Give me a chance to answer! Let's break it down and go one at a time here.
I don't even think I'm being weird, that's the worst part of this. Everyone else
do you know what you're like?
I'm being a weird cunt.
It's like a guy who's been in a coma for a few years and he started to move his finger like this and then they've gone, lifting him up, went, interview this guy. He's like,
I started moving my finger like that and they've used it to clock me into work. You know?
I haven't even heard Beyonce's new album,
really?
So
Cardboard
I can't answer.
Carter?
Shut up!
Sorry.
And you'd say this, now that you've named the album, I still haven't heard it.
Have you heard the previous one, Renaissance?
No.
Come on, Shane.
No. I've heard the Texas Hold'em song. I can appreciate she's an amazing pop star, but her music's not for me.
Oh, Shane.
In saying that, Drunken Love? Banger.
Do you not consider yourself a bad bitch?
Yes.
Well, I think you might like it.
I don't know that it wouldn't. I
Do you know what I find it to be? Oddly empowering.
Yeah.
I've decided I like Beyonce because, you know what? I've decided that some of those songs, she's speaking to me personally.
Do you know what's a great Beyonce song? With Naughty Boy, Running.
Don't know.
These four lonely walls have changed the way I feel.
Don't know.
No, but I keep saying it and then you might know. Running. It's called Running.
I know, but
what's your favourite Beyonce song? What's your favourite song of all time? Do you like Beyonce? Who do you think's better, Beyonce or Jay-Z?
Beyonce.
What does he stand for in Jay-Z?
Don't know.
Is that Drake?
No.
Best chips in
favorite
arts.
Beyonce song. Favorite Beyonce song, Still Love on Top. I do like Beyonce. I think she's better than Jay-Z. And my favorite song of all time. Fuck. Probably a Killswitch Engage song. Probably. Fuck.
No, Mbop.
This is a bit of a. That's a conundrum.
Fuck.
I was gonna listen to
Bye Bye to Fuck. Do you know how to fuck?
I knew up my bumhole. What's the
guy was six when you recorded that? You fucking weirdo.
A kill switch engage song would probably be my favorite song.
Yeah. Joe, you're like a really intense guy. You sit beside at a bus stop.
My Last Serenade, maybe by Killswitch.
Right, mate, do you know what time the bus stops at? Killswitch Engage song would be my favourite song. Jack Beyonce. Cobo Corner.
Sick.
Ah. Here we go, folks. Strap yourselves in.
That's going to ask Ellen. I'm going to get fucking shouted at again. So we've only got a couple of minutes left here. So what have you got coming up comedy with?
Loads, man. Loads. I'm doing the SSE Arena on the 9th and the 15th of November with my brand new show, Full House. We're doing Tea With Me live in the Waterfront Hall on the 29th of November.
About.
With very, very special guests.
We'll check those out for sure. Check out Shane's Tea With Me podcast as well as Killing the Writers.
I'm releasing a special soon.
From last year's show.
Yep. Filmed in Lavery's Comedy Club.
When did you shoot that? Not that long ago.
About a month ago or something. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do you find that the days, like, the time feels like it's going quite quickly?
I have no concept time.
I don't know, it's mad, isn't
no
it?
No concept. Someone, I was filling out a form in Randox down in Hollywood, and I went, what's the date again? And she was like, say for example, she's like, 15th. I was like, I'll need a month too. That's not comedic effect. I never know the day of the week it is, the date or the month, ever. Unless it's a birthday of someone in my family, and even then, it's a sweat on. Like the day before, I realise, oh, that's a birthday. I have like no concept of days. I'm very good at guessing the time though.
What were you getting done, Randox?
I was getting an overall.
Oh, the
I told you about this, yeah. It's like a.
Oh, no, sorry, I didn't think you had. Sorry.
Oh, right, okay. No, maybe I haven't. Maybe I was talking to someone else about it.
Like the overall body check?
Yeah, I've been doing it for years.
I'm going to get one of them done when I'm down a wee bit. Don't want to get it done now.
Do you get it done
gonna,
now?
No, they're going to tell
because
me.
Because here's
now.
What you get.
Do you know what I'd be getting? Everything in the fuck. I'd be getting a big red booklet. That's what I'd be getting.
Doesn't matter. You get it done.
Red means
but then,
bad, by the way. What? All my wee rings will be red. Sorry, I interrupted you again. Go ahead.
Can I schedule in a time to speak? Go ahead. Get it done now, and then you get a 6-month review. You get the same thing repeated. So you go now. You get the news that this is low or that's too high or whatever. Then you get advice on how to change that. Then you come back in 6 months, and those reds turn into ambers or greens. So you do. So do get it now. Yeah, yes, please.
I literally nearly interrupted you twice there.
Yeah.
And the second time, I started trying not to laugh because right. I realised that's twice and I have a problem, Cowboy Quarters class. And yeah. It sounds exactly like what I just did. Well, thanks a million for coming in. Today's been lovely. We've had a lovely time. Listen,
let's definitely not finish that conversation.
I might not. I don't know. I definitely don't. Do you know what I don't want? Do you know what I might do? I might do it. I'll do it in July, right? Because then I'm a 6-monther. I'll be in January. And I won't have to. Or what I might even do is do August. And then it'll be in February. And then Christmas won't be a factor.
Hey, man. Do it now.
I'll tell you what. Save it, do it. And then I get like news at Christmas about like, you know, oh, you haven't really made any improvements. It'll ruin my Christmas. So I want to have my Christmas.
Do it now, and your 6 month will be in October.
But by the way, your six
will be here in October. Go ahead.
Your 6 month is whenever. It's not strictly 6 months. You could have it for February. Go now.
No.
Deal with it.
It's a wee bit dear on it as well.
Yes. Oh yeah. You can't put a price in your house.
I just got that VAT bill. I don't know how much that I have to pay. That's fucking ludicrous. Fuck VAT, by the way.
I know.
Anyway, it's been a lot of fun. I'm getting you out of here on time. Check us out.
Thank you, brother.
It's been a great episode. Thanks for coming in. We'll see you in the next one.
Can you tell people? I was supposed to be here at the end of last week, but I cancelled last minute, but I got you a present.
Shane got me a present. We revealed it on his live podcast today. He got me a 6-part Ancient Rome DVD box set, which I will fucking love. So thank you for getting me that.
I've got your book. I'm not going to lie. I'm not going to lie and say the book is an apology book. I'd already got you the book.
Right.
It's in my car, so I'll give you it now.
Oh, gifts. Yeah. I was going to go to a bookshop, but then I don't have to.
You don't have to.
Because I have friends. No. Thank you. See you in the next one. Oh, no.